5 Alice's Bill, Indiana are recognizing women in our community that make a difference every day with Heroes in Heels, powered by
the law firm of Andrea Aiden, your experienced and compassionate family law specialist. Learn more at AidenLaw.net.
This is Emma.
Emma, Bill, Deanna, Air Jordan calling from Alice. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Emma, we're going to bring on Andrea Aiden from the law firm of Andrea Aiden, family law specialist. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So we have really highlighted some great, incredible women in our community with our Heroes in Heels program. Why is this program so important to you, Andrea?
Well, this program not only highlights amazing women in our community, but promotes them and encourages them, and hopefully there's young girls out there listening to these stories, and it inspires them as well. So it's just an honor to be a part of this program.
So, Andrea, without further ado, why don't you share with us a little bit about today's honoree, Emma White?
It would be my pleasure. So Emma White is the founder of Life is Worth It. At 15 years old, struggled with suicidal depression due to bullying at school and harassment online. 10 years after recovering from her own struggles and seeing the rise in suicide and depression in teenagers and young adults, she knew she needed to use her own story for good. LifeIsWorthIt.org launched in 2020 to help break down the stigmas surrounding mental health and provide resources to those struggling with the campaign, hashtag, It's Not Okay, But It Will Be. Emma proves that fighting for your life amidst the pain won't always be easy, but will always be worth it. Emma was the keynote speaker for Dodge for a Cause, Washoe County School's Town Hall, and Two News Someone to Know, and was named Jersey Mike's Sub Above Grant winner.
Woo!
We are proud to honor Emma White as this week's Heroes in Heels. Thank you, Emma, for all that you do.
Please welcome Emma White to the show.
Yeah.
Our Heroes in Heels for this week. Emma, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
You know, Emma, we are so proud of all the work that you have done with this cause and bringing this to light and starting the conversation about suicide prevention. Can you tell us a little bit about your background story and how you came to fruition of starting this program?
Yeah. So as was mentioned, when I was a teenager in high school, I unfortunately developed suicidal depression. And that came from getting bullied at school, online, through social media. And, you know, 10 years ago, even though now, you know, we're much more accustomed to social media, 10 years ago, it was just coming to the forefront. So we really didn't know how to deal with it. We didn't know what it was capable of. And I'm no stranger to that. So not being able to kind of handle that pressure and that bullying, I developed suicidal depression and anxiety, which ultimately led me planning to take my life on December 23rd, 2010. Now, obviously, that didn't happen. Thankfully, I'm here today. And I knew that I wanted to use my story to help teenagers get through some of the most difficult times in their life. And so that's why in 2020, I launched Life is Worth It and LifeIsWorthIt.org.
Emma, your story is so inspiring, and I think you're helping so many young people realize that even though you may be going through something situational, that the circumstances don't have to last forever. And there is a way out of a situation that's less than desirable, and that you have a support system no matter where you go, because you have people around you who are happy that you made the choice that you did make, and that you're here and you're inspiring other people to do the same and to realize that they do have an option.
Yeah, and Andrea said it before, and this is a program that was created to celebrate women, and that's what we're doing here by recognizing you. But I think the importance of what your program does of pointing out people with mental health issues, and it is a stigma. It is something that we try to sweep under the carpet a lot. And how many lives could have been saved if we would have had this particular program 10 years earlier? You know what I mean? So thank you for getting this. As my kids start to go into high school, thank you for getting this kind of program going.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's so important for everybody to just be aware. You know, a lot of times I think parents, even teenagers, they think, well, it can't be me. It could never be me. And that just isn't the case. So knowing the signs, knowing what the resources are in our community and nationwide are so important.
You know, Emma, you know, not only are we recognizing you locally, but your program and your efforts have now been noticed nationally from Jersey Mike's with the Sub Above program. Talk a little bit about this and that the grant that your foundation received.
Yes, so every year Jersey Mike's selects five organizations throughout the country for their Sub Above program, where they grant money to community organizations giving back. So we are really blessed to have been selected as one of five. And I'll tell you, all the other winners are just as amazing and fantastic. So it was an absolute honor to be chosen and selected. But I think it's also a testament to what Jersey Mike's is trying to do nationally and saying, hey, we're recognizing that mental health is important not only for adults, but for our teens and for our youth. So
did you get
we
the hookup on sandwiches?
Be more excited. I think so. I'm not so sure.
Not
I'll
yet.
Have to look
all
into
right.
It.
We're still waiting on that. I hear you.
All right. Well, let us know when you do figure that out. Lifeisworthit.org. Emma, if people want to learn more about you and your program, what's the best way of doing that?
So definitely check out lifeisworthit.org. It serves as an online hub for teenagers and young adults to find national and local mental health resources. But we also have readings, videos, and a community of survivors that share their stories. And most importantly, our prevention services come in the form of our Live Model Workshop, which provides life-saving help for young adults in an emotionally safe space. So check out lifeisworthit.org, and you'll find out all sorts of information and help.
Emma White, today's hero in heels. Woo-hoo! With the Law Offices of Iowa Aiden. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Here's what's coming up on the Alice Morning Show.
Is it okay to be blunt when you don't really like someone? Or do you have to be nice about it and suffer through spending time with them?
We'll talk about this coming up.
Something to say? Be part of the Alice Morning Show right now.